Welcome back to SRB Sensei. If you like this video at any point, like and comment. It's the only way we'll grow. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Here we are again together, crying inside.
And here we go.
Girls, did you ever realize that as soon as guys found out that we're starting to have standards again, they started to call us ugly. So if some of y'all have seen my previous videos, where I talk about how guys should pay for the first date and stuff, some of that isn't even really, like, that serious. Sometimes I just, say that kind of stuff
too. You ain't got to lie!
You're lying. They try to backtrack once they get the heat, once they feel the heat, once they feel the burn. When they start getting backlash for saying dumb shit. And she said something in the beginning about, oh, women are starting to have standards again. Look, you never had standards in the first place. Well, you did have standards, but they were extremely superficial and shallow, like height and looks. But yeah, when you get on the internet and talk like you're a 10 out of 10, the comment section is usually going to humble you.
You damn skippy.
Don't try to take back what you said now. Stand on it. Strong, independent woman.
I just canceled the third date in a row simply because of the man's actions.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Not only he booked a place that is 2 minutes away from his home, and for me it's like 35 minutes to get there, even after I told him about that and it's 40 degrees outside, he didn't even suggest to get me a car.
I know I'm pretty, but like, I'm not cocky about it. I'm just humble, and people are jealous of that, and they just sometimes wish they could be me, and honestly, they don't even know. Sometimes it's really hard to be me, like right now.
Well, yeah, because you're just another broad, and they're gonna do whatever is convenient for them because you're one of 50. They're not going to go out of their way for you because you're not that important to them. If you want some dude to go out of their way, get a dude who's a 6 or a 7. And I got a crazy suspicion that you think you're a higher rating than what you are. You belong with average Joe Plumber. These requirements that you're spitting out is only going to lead you to your inevitable cat lady future.
Here things are existent to us, but we stayed. For my birthday, I bought us a trip to the Bahamas and then posted and pretended that he bought it, even though he, it was my legit birthday and he didn't buy me one thing.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Oh my God. Sent me a text saying, oh my God, a girl just hit on me at the gym. And a month later, I found out they were having an affair. And when I confronted him about it, he said that he liked her. And he wasn't going to stop texting her.
And dingbats. Don't be mad at them. Just realize how they're fucking dingbats.
I mean, yeah, hilarious. I mean, what does this say about you guys? It says that you guys can't keep a man's interest. Or it says you pick horrible men. Either way, this isn't funny. This doesn't paint you in a positive light. It's a L, no matter what way you look at it. You're not laughing at yourself in a cute, endearing way. It's just cringe.
At least he was honest. And he was bald. Oh, Saul texts with his mom saying that he wants to marry a different girl who was also his best friend's ex. While we were dating.
How does anyone find that funny? I mean, seriously, how does anyone find that funny? If you laughed at it, there's something seriously wrong with you.
It was also my sorority. We bought a dog together. I bought the dog. And he claimed this dog was his, but did not buy the dog one toy, not help with the dog,
and then wanted money.
And then wanted money when the dog got famous.
Okay, I don't even want to know how the dog got famous. It seemed like she big bank though. She paying for everything. So fellas out there, with little to no money, if you tall and handsome, come holler at her. She'll cake you up and let you do her dirty and stick around. What a hell of an advertisement she's putting on her TikTok.
And what would you say is the biggest misconception us women have about you? Because my feelings towards men, which is probably wrong, is that men... Let me think how to word this. Men don't have as deep of feelings as us, girls.
That's stupid!
Like, for example, if we're in a relationship, I think girls feel much more deeper or much more hurt by things. Let me do an example.
Like an example would be if we're watching TV and say I have a boyfriend and the boyfriend goes, oh, that girl's really fit. And I'm like, okay, that hurt. Especially if she looks nothing like me.
I don't give a fuck what you think, bitch.
Hey, folks. We'll be back to the video in a second. Be sure to like and comment anything under the video. It's the only thing that's going to help us grow and blow this channel up. But you know how tired I get listening to these dingbats? Really, go ahead and support the content by joining the Patreon or the YouTube membership. For low as $5 a month, you get access to one or two exclusive videos a week, as well as getting access to my videos one day early. The YouTube membership is $10 a month for the convenience of not having to leave YouTube, or you could sign up on Patreon or Subscribestar for $5 a month.
Hell no!
I've been trying to figure out how to say this in a non-confrontational way, but honestly, confrontatize with me. Men should not be in positions of power unless there are women to hold them accountable. I will not change my opinion on this because anything...
Ma'am, men have been holding other men accountable since the beginning of human civilization. And we built up the society you know of today by holding each other accountable. This doesn't even make sense. Like, you don't have eyebrows. I'm not listening to someone who willingly doesn't have eyebrows. Or wait, you do have eyebrows. You just dyed them blonde because you're stupid. Never mind. But either way, you look this ridiculous. I'm not taking what you're saying serious.
Don't you ever write nobody off.
Is that wrong? It probably is, but I'm sticking to my guns on this one. Because you already started off saying something dumb as hell.
Clearly, y'all are not cut out for the deal. Okay, and I don't know how women are convinced that they shouldn't be in positions of leadership, but since the dawn of time, we've also been the one giving life.
Look, a guy shot his load in you and you just let the process take place. You didn't really do anything other than push. Just cut it out. But look, if you guys wanted to be leaders, you had the freedom to do so for a long time. You could have went and developed something on your own land and built your own cities and been the leaders of them. But you didn't, because it's not in you. On average,
I still think it's easier for people to have confidence for no reason in a man. I honestly do. I just think it's a knee-jerk reaction. We live in a patriarchy. We've always, it's always been a man's world, and I just think it's. But I think we're changing. I hope we're.
Most of you are governed by your emotions, and good leaders aren't governed by their emotions. To be real, most men aren't good leaders, so I'm not saying that. But you're so silly, you think just having females in leadership positions would make the world a better place. Not specific females, you just think, you know, women in general would make better leaders.
Ain't no way. Ain't no fucking way. No kind of play.
Y'all need to just resign. Okay, you need to take a seat. You need to pull a few steps back. Patriarchal societies aren't working. It's not working. Women need to uprise. And don't we make up like 52% of America or something that's higher than the amount of men there are?
Yeah, if you could have did it, you would have did it. Women have power over men. And you know what type of power they have over men. So if they were as smart as she's trying to claim they are, they would have figured out how to conquer men and take things over. They don't want to do it. Women naturally want to be under a strong man that she respects. She want to be with the winner. She doesn't want to be the winner. And a lot of women tap out because they know they'll never be with the winner. So they just try to be the man they know they can never get. But we can honestly say, looking at the past 100 years, the more empowered you guys have gotten, the worse society has become.
How bad are we going to let it get before we do something else? Because y'all are not doing a good job. And historically, you haven't been doing a good job. And I don't want you to get in the comments and argue about the two women leaders and how they've done stuff, because the people around them are still men.
Thank you, Jesus!
Okay, the system was still a man.
Maybe you would be in a position of power if you weren't so concerned with being a rebel and dyeing your hair different colors and getting trashy tattoos on your arm. Ever think about that?
Of course not. Of course not.
Women spend more time trying to shame men than they spend on actually becoming better than men. This says, literally got broken up with 3 days ago, and now a new man sent me a bouquet of roses. Never settle. Yeah, but that man hasn't gotten to know you yet, and that man just want to hump your jugs.
Show me your tits!
So that's why he bought you a bouquet of roses. He didn't buy you a bouquet of roses because he thinks you have an awesome personality. How about you go get some therapy or something or improve your personality? You flexing on TikTok isn't making you a better girlfriend material.
Everyone talks about not having an original experience. I wanted to share something that I think might be an original experience, but hopefully other people do this too, so I don't feel as crazy. So basically it starts off like, if I have to do a chore, let's say I have to load the laundry, I'll perform these characters that basically make me do it. And I start off with the Trisha Paytas one that's like, hello, traveler. So basically, I'll be like, hello, traveler. Today we must load the laundry.
What? What are you talking about?
I don't even know where to start. I don't know what to say. This lady is crazy. Would you put up with this crazy for 30 minutes to be able to tap this? That's the question.
You don't really want to know.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.